Los Dioses del Marketing es una producción de www.genio.sol, agencia digital y de contenido.
Los Dioses del Marketing.
Bienvenidos, bienvenidos a Los Dioses Responden. Mi nombre es Alberto Cruz. No saben qué programón tuvimos el día que salimos, como siempre, en la Radio Real. Agustín Gutiérrez, te quedaste patidifuso.
Estoy todavía tratando de entender, no por el idioma, sino por todas las cosas que se hablaron. Mira, Bobia se fue. Salió, o sea, corriendo.
No entendió. Lo halagaron tanto del buen inglés que dijo, es mi momento de poner una escuela.
Salgo, exacto. Sí. Así pasó con el fútbol.
Nos acompaña Kim Norland y Julio Aguilar de Design Success. Ya platicamos de su largo palmarés en el principio del programa pasado. De cualquier forma, está escrito aquí debajo. Y para que pues ya no robemos más tiempo y pasemos directo al tema, amigos, ¿no?
Así es.
En el programa pasado estábamos hablando del proceso de innovación, o aparentaba ser un proceso mental humano, ¿no? Uh-huh. O sea, hay un proceso creativo, una intuición, hablaron del feeling, ¿no? De tener que, o sea, no dejar a un lado esa sensación. Pero en este mundo cuyo tema con la famosa inteligencia artificial uh-huh. está funcionando, ¿en dónde queda la innovación en el proceso en el que ustedes dos han comentado? Porque es muy sencillo llegar a ChatGPT y entonces decir, dame un proceso lleno de innovación.
Une dos cosas por mí.
Yeah. So, you know what? So, I actually just did it before. So, can you help me do innovation on ChatGPT? And he said, I would love to help you. Now, here's the issue that is with this is that where AI is today is that it's basically just a mixer, right? It goes out, it will pull some things, which all of those things will be from the past. All of them, right? Because all data is from now, or even if it was generated now, it's already old, right?
How is it possible? It's not new information.
Exactly, right? No. So it comes up, and therefore the question is it original? Mm-hmm. That's the main question. Because I think ChatGPT can help us innovate. But will it be original? That is maybe the...
No es solamente la parte de innovación con la inteligencia artificial o el boom que se está dando, ¿no? Es de qué manera could we connect each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No?
Absolutely. Now, let's make some things clear. I think in our company, so Design Success, and we are on four continents, I think we currently invest more in AI than almost anybody else is doing in our field. Mm-hmm. So we have, shout out to our CTO, he has a PhD in AI, and there's two more that's coming in, PhD in AI. So we pump money into AI. Now, why do we do this? It's not to come up with new ideas. I want to emphasize that. It is more what it can do for the people we innovate for, which is, by the way, also all of us, right? As consumers. So if we can make a product feel closer to a person, remember, you know, so Bobby said, before he had to leave us, mm-hmm. he said, hey, we innovate something in the whole world, it needs to fit everybody. Mm-hmm. Yes, but what if I could do that a component of this product fits only Julio, and fits only Agustin, and fits only Kim, and fits only Bobby, and whoever it is, right? Then we are going to believe it's for us, and their AI is powerful. But the question is, can I just be lazy and say, oh, I need to innovate something. Let's get ChatGPT to tell me what it is. I don't think that's possible right now. AI is not that sophisticated that it will come one day, hopefully long after we have sold Design Success. but it will come, but it is not there yet. And because it's not original, it's not anything. So, yeah.
But... if we, let's go philosophical.
Yes, let's do that.
But the reality is that a human idea, it's a result of all the things that we saw, mm-hmm. not the things that we will see.
I disagree with you on that because it is what we can imagine. Because the future is what we can imagine. If it only reflects on what the past is, right? There's, you can say, there is design that solves a problem, right? Mm-hmm. Which is something that has existed. But then there are some people that can look into the future. And I say, I can imagine us being, doing whatever it is. And that's powerful. And I think I know it sounds a little bit vague to say that innovation can come from the past and also from the future, but if you can imagine it, like if you can materialize it in your mind and you know this could be really, really cool, that is a very powerful thing, both philosophically as well as physically. By the way,
yeah,
at that moment, right?
Of course.
Yeah, right? So,
pero entonces,
maybe that sounds smart. I don't
know. La inteligencia artificial hoy no puede imaginar.
No, no. It cannot imagine anything.
La gente cree todo tipo de cosas acerca de la inteligencia artificial, pero no puede imaginar hoy.
No, that is not possible now. Will it come one day? Potentially, is maybe that. Will that be a frightening day? Yes. Fine. Uh-huh. But well, we basically had it. By the way, just so you know, 2 weeks ago, there was a podcaster in London, and he's kind of famous, and he said, could they do an entire podcast just made with AI? And so they've said on this experiment, I have no idea how it's going, by the way, but he said, if that could be, we could save, and here comes, right, the spooky part, we could save staff, we could save light, we could save this, we could save that. But will it be as fun as this podcast that we're having right now in the one last hour? I hope not, because I had a lot of fun being here. Like, you know what I mean? Right? So it is this, will, and can it be? The powerful thing about us as humans is we have this, we can connect, we can switch, we can move around, and you ping me something. I always say, 1 + 1 = 2. Do you know what 1 + 1 is? 11. When you look at it, 1 + 1 equals 11, right? That is what I think is all about. That's the reason why we want to come together. That's the reason why we want a cervecita together. That is the reason why we have meeting rooms. It's because there is this magic that happens when we are with other people, and we will pay money for it, right? Like we go to something, an event, we will pay money to go to the event, we will pay money to be with the cool people, the best people, whatever people. We want to be together with other people, and that I think AI will have a very hard thing, because AIs are cold and lonely, right? They're just a machine sitting in a box somewhere, right? We don't know what's going to happen in the future. I'm not a wizard, but I think we can still be calm to say it cannot. Like, I've known Julio for 18 years. A machine will only have known him for 2 seconds, right? So, I think I know more. And so I know all the good sides about Julio, the bad sides about Julio, all about Julio. And that creates a bond. And that bond can make amazing things. That is, which is the reason why we're having, you know, why we connect with our partner or our spouse or our husband or whatever, you know, like there's that magic. We feel something and then we move forward. I don't want to marry my ChatGPT. It would be awful, right? Like you don't want to be married with someone that says that. It becomes like coming to America. Whatever you like. Yes, you know, whatever you like, I will do it. Nobody wants that.
Correo electrónico dioses@genio.fm.
¿Cómo integrar entonces algunos procesos de innovación con inteligencia artificial?
Obviamente viene la parte donde podemos integrar procesos de innovación con inteligencia artificial a través de la investigación de mercado. Ajá. No nada más, no nada más en el tema del desarrollo. ¿Por qué? Yo me quisiera preguntar, le podemos preguntar a ChatGPT, desarróllame la fórmula de la mejor cerveza del mundo.
Bueno, de que se puede, se puede.
¿No? ¿Le podemos preguntar? Sí. ¿Qué respuestas nos irá a dar? No sabemos. Para eso hay muchos procesos. Y dentro de los procesos está la parte de investigación de mercado. Entender qué es lo que quiere el consumidor, qué sabor le gustaría que tenga la cerveza, cuál es la profundidad, qué color, si quieren que sea oscura, clara, cómo quieren que sea la botella. Todo eso va aunado a un tema de investigación, y la investigación se puede hacer a través de inteligencia artificial, en donde tenemos o tiramos diferentes preguntas, y al escuchar palabras claves, estas palabras claves se pueden ir, se pueden ir sorteando, rifando o acomodando para llegar obviamente al producto que está buscando el consumidor, y que se puede ir desarrollando la estrategia a través de la inteligencia artificial, obviamente también va mezclada a través de la inteligencia humana. No podemos dejar todo en mano de la inteligencia artificial.
Interesante punto.
Es que parece que el concepto de inteligencia artificial fuera el nombre de marketing, porque realmente no es inteligente. Lo está haciendo hoy procesos de lenguaje, pero todavía no es lo que nos imaginamos de Skynet, que va a tomar conciencia y va a dominar el mundo.
I think it's really, really interesting is what is it and what does it do? On one end, artificial intelligence is the ability for a machine to do what a human does and scale it, right? So, for instance, we research thousands and thousands and thousands of customers all the time, and then we say, tell us what that actually meant in a faster time. But then in addition to that, it can look for things that we as humans don't look for. So it can find maybe, oh, there's a similarity between what this person said and what this person said over here. And they have, you know, something in common, that they live a certain place, or they buy a certain thing, or they don't like cilantro, whatever it is. They can look for patterns that we as humans eventually would be able to find if we had 1,000 years. And he can do it so much faster.
Okay.
And that's the magic.
Si hacemos una investigación de mercado en la cual le pedimos a la gente que nos conteste con video. Mil personas. Mil videos de un minuto. Siéntate a verlos.
Sí, o sea, lo que te ayuda es en la automatización.
En la automatización de este tipo de cuestiones, porque no podemos o no tenemos el tiempo suficiente para sentarnos a ver los mil videos, ¿no? O podemos poner al equipo a verlos, pero al final del día, ¿cuántos van a poder ver? ¿30? Son 30 minutos, ¿no? Uh-huh. Una sola persona viendo 30 videos de 30 minutos puede realmente obtener todas las palabras, obtener hacia dónde mueve los ojos, cómo interactúa, cómo nos está diciendo las cosas. ¿Por qué? Porque todo eso, obviamente filtrado a través de la inteligencia artificial, podemos ver diferentes cuestiones que nos ayudan a entender más al consumidor en un detalle mucho más específico.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, we all knew that was coming. Remember when we saw The Matrix and Neo, he sits in this room and there's like TV screens everywhere and he sees all of these things. Now, and then he could absorb all this information. That is what artificial intelligence is doing today. It's not only automating it, it is actually intelligently monitoring it and concluding things that we say. But you first need humans. Like for instance, we built this big platform. It's called Spot On. It's very fancy. It can do lots of things. But it was made by humans for humans. The machine does only the component that we want it to do, so it goes faster. But it is not smarter than us. You get my point, right?
Absolutely.
So that's the reason why we pump lots and lots of money in this. And I think we're still in total discovery phase, right? Like we're in the wild, wild west. We're seeing new things. We're discovering new things. But what I can tell you is the following is, I think that what I am, like, for instance, I saw new artificial intelligence yesterday and today by the team. I can't say what it is because it's mind blowing, but, but it is truly where you go, wow. That has never been done before. Like I can truly tell you, what I saw yesterday has absolutely never, ever, ever been done on planet Earth before. And what it will do is going to do the following. It's going to make you and you and you and me, we're going to feel that it was for us. And that's the power that this has. It's really, really powerful. So I think, is it going to replace us right now? No. Is it going to make us more lazy? Yes. Therefore, it is our responsibility to say, I am going, it's like a wild horse. I'm going to train the horse. I'm not going to let the horse train me. Yeah. That's what artificial intelligence is about. And that's the reason why if we fear it, it's going to win, right? It's like anything, right? We have to win over it. And we can do that, all of us, while also asking it funny questions and tell us a joke and, you know, all those things, right? Right? Like, which is it? And by the way, that little robot, you know, that go run around. By the way, I don't know who wants to have a robot run around at home and look at us and be like a cat. If you want a cat, buy a cat. You know what I mean? Or a dog. By the way, a dog is much more cute. But in Japan, they've had this for a long, long time. So it's this, what we think is new is maybe not new somewhere else. And AI, of course, will change this. Certain cultures will adapt it faster than other places. Is it our responsibility to be, what should we call it? Cautious? Yes. Right? Like we need to be that. But you can't 100% be cautious. You also need to experiment with it. Like, what can it do? How can it do? What do we? And I think we haven't even talked about it will also help us live longer. I think when we go to the doctor today, but by the way, do you know when you go to a doctor? Not in Mexico. In Mexico, you have the best doctors because they talk for forever. You get 30 minutes. Like, you're not getting my 500 pesos before you have been talking for 30 minutes. Okay?
But that's so true.
But in Gringolandia, you get 4 minutes, right? So you come in, this is my problem. Oh, I'm going to write you these pills. That I think is going to change. I think it's going to change is we're going to go to the doctor. They're going to say, I'm going to run these things. And it's going to tell the doctor what's... It's not the doctor that's diagnosing. It's actually AI that's diagnosing us. Mm-hmm. And it's going to discover things faster and better and smarter. And we are going to live longer because of it. If we stop eating, you know, Nutella and drinking too much of this or that or whatever, right? But
doing it responsibly.
Drink, eat, do anything responsibly, right? So yeah, it can help us. So I think we should fear it. We should embrace it. We should adapt to it. We should do all of these things. And by the way, I think we need to, instead of fearing it, we should have fun with it. I think that's the nice thing. By the way, if anybody wants to have fun, honestly, go to ChatGTP and ask it stupid questions and sit and laugh. I mean, it is kind of funny. And don't take it for it more is. What it is, right? That's really it.
Hemos reído aquí tantas horas.
When you don't know the theme, maybe you can believe it to ChatGPT, but if you're an expert on that theme, maybe you
yes, absolutely.
A suspicious joke about your experience. Kim, Julio, yeah. Muchas gracias por este programa de inteligencia artificial. Vamos al último, Dioses Responden. O sea, ya los estamos exprimiendo de conocimiento, pero vamos a hablar de ellos, a ver cómo llegaron hasta dónde llegaron.
Los Dioses del Marketing.
Los Dioses del Marketing es una producción de www.genio.sol, agencia digital y de contenidos.